What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, is going to ask you, the listener, the reader, the watcher or whatever, do you deserve better than the narcissist? Did you ever feel like you deserve better? It's a question, y'all. I know a lot of people, because a lot of people say that, y'all. Honestly, and again, let me preface this by saying this is not a victim blaming episode. Just bear with me. Y'all know I'm not here to just say, you don't really deserve better. You deserve everything you're going through. You know I'm not going to say anything like that. What I'm saying, what I'm asking is, the question I'm really asking is, like, so many people say it, that I deserve better. I deserve better. I know I deserve better. And I ask them, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that you deserve better than this narcissistic person? And people are just like, what do you mean? I'm just like, because if you thought most people, when they feel like they deserve better, they take proactive steps to get better, to do better, to feel better. What are you doing? A lot of times in these narcissistic types of relationships, so many people's behaviors are counterintuitive to what they actually want to do, what they actually truly believe. So many people's behaviors don't match up with their words. What does that sound like? The narcissist. And this is not me calling you a narcissist. This is showing you how you get conditioned to think that this is all that you deserve. A lot of people get into this relationship and feel like this is all you deserve right here. This is, you know, the narcissist conditions you that you can't do better than me. You can't do better than me. You won't get better than me. I am the best you're ever going to get. Point blank, period. This is your future. They want you to look at them like they are absolutely your future. Absolutely. That's how they want you to do. They want you to look at them in their face and realize, like, hey, I am your future. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do that. I'm the greatest you're going to get. So you won't get the chance. If you leave me, if this happens, blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. If this happens, you're going to be on your own. Like, nobody else is going to want you. And a lot of times, the longer you stay in these relationships, y'all, the more you actually start to believe that. Because the more the narcissist conditions you to believe, because if they say it, they think that you believe it. They think that you're okay with it. If they say this evil vitriol stuff to you, this nonsensical things to you, and you don't leave them, they automatically think that it is true. They automatically think that it is true. They believe it. Why wouldn't they believe it? Narcissistic people think logically. Yes, we have emotions, but most of them think logically. If this is not true, then the other must be true, right? So if I tell you that I'm the best you're ever going to get, you can't get better than me, and you don't leave me, that means in my mind that you agree with me. As simplistic as that sounds, that's the level of thinking. That's the level of emotional intelligence that a lot of narcissistic people have. Because most people know that narcissists have experienced some type of trauma in their childhood. And most narcissists have experienced some type of trauma in their childhood that made them go through arrested development. The fact that they had to grow up slower. You know what I mean? Some of them grew up too fast, and some of them became emotionally stunted. So you might have a 36-year-old grown-ass adult, but mentally, emotionally, they're 8, 9, 10 years old. You know what I mean? That's why people give you the silent treatment. That's why people do things like that. You know what I mean? So again, do you deserve better? Because if you deserve better, y'all, you would go get it. I want you to feel like you deserve it. I want you to not only say I deserve better, but start taking proving the action to yourself. Because if you say, I know I deserve better, but you keep going back to this toxic ass relationship, you're tricking your mind. You're lying to yourself. And yeah, I know why you go back, y'all. I understand the trauma bond. I get it. I know that exists. I understand codependency. I know that exists. What I'm saying is, you are lying to yourself. If you say, or you're lying to me, if you tell me I'm talking to people on Zoom and you say, I know I deserve better, but you're not taking the proactive steps. I'm like, what are you doing to go get better? Oh, nothing. I'm just keep going back to this toxic relationship. Did you just lie to me? Or is this just a thought in your head? Or this is just an idea. You know what I thought today? I thought I deserved better. Do you? Because yeah, I want, like, I know this is going to sound, I want you to go get better. I want you to do that. Honestly, that's what I want people to do. I want people to go get better. I want that. I want people to take their power back. I want people to stand in their truth. And I want people to just, you know, just understand that this is this life right here that you're living. This is it right here, y'all. Unless you decide to actually take the proactive steps to go get the better that you mentioned, the better that you said you deserve. You said you deserved it. What are you doing to go? What are you doing to go get it, though? And this is not me trying to chastise you. This is me just trying to show you the words, like to show you the words that you say. Put some action behind them. And I'm not telling you if you want to stay, y'all. I don't tell everybody to leave. I do. I really don't, because if I tell you to leave, you'll just go back. You know what I mean? You have to make the decision. Everybody has to get to that point. Everybody has to get to that point. You have to get ready. You have to cross that threshold to understand that you're like, damn, this is it. I really do deserve better. Because there comes a point in time in a lot of these narcissistic relationships, there comes a point in time in a lot of these survivor stories where they cross that threshold and they just like, damn, this is it right here. I can't go back. This is it. I keep saying I deserve better. I keep saying I deserve better. But what am I actually doing to go get better? And a lot of people don't have any kind of actions to back up. They say they deserve better, but what are you doing to go get it? I want you to go get it. Honestly, y'all, I really, really do. I want you to go get better. I would love it if y'all went and got better. I really would. Because that's why I do what I do. So many people just like, you just do this for money. You do this for clout. Yeah, I've been doing this for 2 years. Literally. I wasn't doing one-on-ones. I wasn't doing YouTube. I was doing TikTok videos to make myself feel better about myself, make myself feel like I wasn't alone, and to help other men get therapy. It makes the lower the stigma of therapy. And I feel like I deserve better, and I started taking those actions. I went to therapy. I decided my family deserved a better life, a better existence when dealing with me. So I decided to go to therapy. I said, I deserve better. We deserve better. And guess what? I started taking those proactive actions to go get better, to do better, to be better, to feel better. What are you doing? What actions are you putting behind it? I deserve better. I know I deserve better. But if you open your mouth and say, I know I deserve better, but then you say the word but, you eliminate, I know I deserve better. You eliminate everything before that statement. You know, you eliminate everything. If you say but in the middle of a sentence, you eliminate pretty much everything that you said before that. I'm a good person, but are you not a good person? I know I deserve better, but I know I'm not a vegetarian, but you know, you eliminate everything before that, but word, before the word, but I know I deserve better, but then you don't deserve better. You don't think you deserve better, but what, you know, you deserve better, but what? I know everybody's situation is different. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, you deserve better, but what? So do you really deserve better? Because that narcissist doesn't think so. And they want you to get to the point where you believe the same thing. They want you to believe the same thing that they believe. You know what I mean? They want you to believe the exact same thing that they believe. They just absolutely do. You know what I mean? Absolutely. They want you to believe the exact same thing that they believe, that you don't deserve better, that they're the best you're going to get. So give up on trying to leave. Give up on fighting back. Give up on doing anything for yourself. Give up on your self-love. Give up on your goals and dreams, pretty much. They want you to do that right there. They want you to submit to them on a different, not just submit, like they want you to give up. You're not submitting. You're going through this relationship with narcissistic people. You're not submitting. You're giving up. You know, some people give up. You don't want to look back. You don't want to get into your life. Y'all don't want to get to the point where you're living your life and you get 70, 80 years old. And you're going to wish that you were stronger when you were 27 years old or when you first met this person or 5 years into the relationship. You're going to look back at your life and you're going to wish that you were stronger. Even 5 years from now, you're going to look back on your life and you're going to wish that you were stronger, just a little bit stronger. You took a little more action. That regret is, oh boy, goddamn, I'm telling you, that regret is something fierce. I promise you, that regret right there is something absolutely fierce. It really, really is. As I tell people, I tell people all the time, that regret that you feel right there it can eat you up. So I'm telling you, look at your life right now and decide if this is what you want. You mean, if this is what you want? Is this what you want right here? Like, take a look at your life right now. Imagine yourself 5 years from now, still in this same situation. The same situation. Imagine that, y'all. Imagine 5 years from now, you're still in the same exact situation that you were, that you are in right now. That you've been wanting to, you've been wanting to get out of, but you can't. 5 years from now, you're going to wish that you were stronger. 4 years from now, you're going to wish that you were stronger. I promise you, y'all. Take a step back. Take a step forward. Do you deserve, ask yourself, the question again. Do you deserve better? And what are you going to do to go get it? Again, I'm not telling everybody to leave. I'm telling you, what does better look like to you? Better to some people doesn't mean leaving. Let's keep it real. You know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't mean leaving. What does it means? Take back your power, y'all. You can do it. You know yourself better than anybody else does. So take back your power. Stand in your strength. Stand in your truth. Be blessed. And if you haven't already, like and subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out. Peace.